Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from 1 John chapter 3, verses 19 through 22. This is how we know that we belong to the truth, and how we set our hearts at rest in His presence. If our hearts condemn us, we know that God is greater than our hearts, and He knows everything. Dear friends, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence before God and receive from Him anything we ask, because we keep His commands and do what pleases Him. Wow! What confidence! In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Here's a task for you. Knock on the door of the White House and ask the president for $1 million. If given the chance, would you do it? Do you think you could do it? Most people would probably be too nervous to do something like that, even if you were brave enough to start walking up to the door of the White House. Your mind would start filling up with all sorts of doubts and questions. Am I wearing clothes that are fancy enough? What if a guard tackles me to the ground? If I get to the door, is there a doorbell, or should I knock? What if I forget what I was going to say? Why would someone so important ever listen to what I had to say? How did I get into this crazy situation in the first place? There's someone who is way, way, way more important and powerful than the president. God Almighty, the Creator of the heavens and the earth, the great King of kings and Lord of lords. How would you feel about standing before and asking Him for something? Would you be nervous? Would you have all sorts of doubts and questions? Why would God ever listen to me? What if He says no because He remembers the things I've done wrong? Our Bible reading says that sometimes our own hearts condemn us. Sometimes we feel guilty for our sins. We don't feel worthy of being God's children or going to Him in prayer. But do you know what God says when our hearts condemn us? He says, "What you feel isn't always right. Besides, I'm greater than your heart. Truth is, my own Son, Jesus Christ, already was condemned and punished for all of your sins." Wow, right? Our guilt is gone. Our hearts can rest. We can knock on God's door in prayer with confidence. We can ask for whatever we need or want. We can be sure that God will give us what we need the most, things that are worth way, way, way more than $1 million, like forgiveness for all our sins, like the mansion He promises that He's preparing for us to live forever with Him. And He fills us with the confidence to pray to Him anytime, for anything. We pray with confidence. God, my Heavenly Father, thank You for giving me the peace of knowing You're not angry with me. Teach me to pray with confidence because You promise to hear and answer my prayers. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.